Welcome back to Fresh Tracks with our last edition for 2022. Last couple of episodes have been working our way through David's list of, in no particular order, the top 25 albums of the year. David?
We've done up to this point 22 albums, mentioning the stuff that we've already talked about and albums that we didn't get to. But I've got three albums that I want to mention here because I think they're kind of special. Each one of these is from a band that is still recording and making great music even after 9 or 10 albums. And that's no easy task in this day and age. In fact, if anything, the music from these three albums sounds as fresh today as it did with their first album. So I just run over these real quick because I know that we're going to talk a little bit about what's happening in the record stores.
Yeah, we're going to go exploring.
For example, Spoon. They have an album that came out this year called Lucifer on the Sofa. I saw a description and I can't even remember where I saw it, but I loved it. It said there really aren't bad Spoon albums. They're really good Spoon albums. And there are excellent Spoon albums, and I would have to agree. Bands from Austin, Texas, indie rock band, been around for, 10 albums. And I listened to the album and I thought it was one of the best things they've ever done. And then I happened to take a look at a review from Rolling Stone magazine that also said, this is the best thing that this band has ever done.
You've been around the music business and you made a comment I wanted to ask you about with Spoon. But this is, like you said, their 9th or 10th album. They're still making great music. Is that some sort of brick wall or milestone for a group when you get to that point? Sometimes you don't make great music?
Well, I think it all depends on how the band is constructed. One person who's leading the charge and everybody else is just kind of in there helping out and doing a little bit of everything. Mm-hmm. They're kind of a backing band. With Spoon, with Death Cab for Cutie, which we're going to talk about, and Suede, the entire band, they know what they want to do. They aren't going to put records out there. They aren't going to put music out there that they don't believe is the best that they can do.
Okay.
And you have to appreciate that.
There are very distinct leaders that may drive a band, but then there are situations where the whole band contributes. And there may be a leader, but all of those contributions are important. So, I see your point about that, the longevity and the music style. So, let's go on to Asphalt Meadows.
This is from Death Cab for Cutie, one of my favorite bands. This is their 10th album. And this group's been around since the late 90s. They're an indie rock band. But what I love about them is they have a way of making each album feel fresh. Asphalt Meadows is no different. In every movie I watch from the 50s, there's only one thought that swirls around my head now. And that's that everyone there on the screen, yeah, everyone there on the screen, well, they're all dead now. They're all dead now. They always have some musical surprises. You'd think after 10 albums that maybe they'd just be kind of resting on their laurels. No. This is one of their best efforts ever. I love this album. Another one is from the group called Suede, Autofiction. They're known as the London Suede here in the States. Over in Europe, they're just called Suede. And this is their 9th studio album. There was a Britpop Big Four years ago. It was Pulp, Blur, Oasis, and Suede. This band has surpassed that one of the most successful bands in Europe. What I love about that is they come up with their ninth studio album that sounds as fresh as their first album.
When I think of all the things my mother said, when I think of all the feelings I heard from her, oh, in many, many ways, I'm still a young boy, waiting patiently for 4 p.m.
These three albums just really, 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 really impressed me. And I was glad that I could include them in my list of the top 25 albums of the year. I hope that people will go to our website and hook up with our list of the top singles of the year. There's over 200 on that list. And three songs from each of the 25 albums that we've talked about, because I'm hoping that people will listen to them and maybe go out and go to one of our favorite record stores and buy a copy, whether it's vinyl or CD or whatever, and give the gift of music. I can't think of a better thing to do for people.
And speaking of which, we've had a chance this year a couple of different times to reach out to some of the independent music stores in the state and ask what they're playing in the room. Folks behind the register, what's some of your favorite music or recommendations? We'll take our little trip around the state.
Absolutely. And I think it's fantastic. I'm one of these people, I love to go into a music store. I could probably spend all day there.
You have, yeah. I bet.
Yeah, there was a time when I did. It's wonderful to sit down like you and I are doing here and talk about music. It's not done enough. And so I think one of the things that I'm really impressed with is the fact that Fresh Tracks has been able to reach out to music stores in the state of South Dakota and get their information and recommendations, whatever you want to call them, and participate. I think it's absolutely wonderful.
First, let's stop out at Ernie November in Rapid City, and Keith is on the line. Keith?
I think the biggest surprise to me of what didn't get huge, at least in my opinion, was a band called The Smile, which is ex-members of most of Radiohead. And they had an album drop in June, and I really expected it to be gangbusters out of the gate. And it's not, but I play it all the time, and it's cool that I have customers ask about whether it's Radiohead because it has Tom York's absolute signature voice. It's got its peaks and valleys. It's got its faster songs. It's got its heartfelt songs. There's one particular song on there called Free in the Knowledge that is just Tom York and an acoustic guitar, and it's unbelievable. I'd say he's got the energy of classic Tom Petty, classic Neil Young. You could hear the tears rolling down his cheeks when he's writing this specific song. I'd say I take it out as just the humanity and what the world is at the moment with most people. Empathy hasn't died yet, you know. Front to back, I think this is an absolute stellar record.
Free.
Favorite things about a record is you can't just skip tracks or skip parts like you can with the push of a button. You have to kind of engage on each side. You find better songs than you're exposed to generally. I think most good bands write albums, they don't write songs. And you find hidden gems this way by having to basically turn your record over and sit through your 20 to 30 minutes of it.
Soldiers on earth.
Thanks, Keith. Across the state to Sioux Falls, Total Drag Records. It's always good to talk with Dan. Dan?
One release for me that has stood out among the others is the second album from a collective / band from Canada called Crack Cloud, and their new album is called Tough Baby. it's pretty hard to put into words. It's an incredibly emotional album, but genre-wise, it's impossible to put into words what they're doing up there. It's an incredible album and an incredible band to check out, Crack Cloud. I think part of their sound and lyrically, it's just quite a beautiful thing to see so many people coming together to make this type of music that I've really never heard before. And I've been listening to a lot of music my whole life. They're very honest about their struggles in life. There's over 20 people listed as musicians or vocalists on this new album. Is being such a special thing to hear, is that many people coming together to create such a beautiful mess of music at times. It's really something. One release that came out at the end of August was a band from Chicago called Dendrons. And we've had them play in the shop a couple times, but they've really impressed me with their evolution of sound over the past handful of years. And they released an album this year called 538 on Innovative Leisure Records. I don't think it got the exposure that it maybe deserves.
Back across the state to Rapid City, and Jennifer is on the line with us from Black Hills Vinyl.
So my pick of the year this year is Early James's new album, Strange Time to Be Alive. It is Americana in its truest form. It pulls from all genres. This one's really blues heavy, lots of electric guitar. I found him through Sierra Farrell, who came to Spearfish just last February. So there's a duet with them on this album too, and it's beautiful. Yeah, I can't say enough great things about this album.
These summer days have slipped and I feel slighted. Sweet malaise, born deliberate. Fall fell so fast. Was a hellscape haircut. Despite the color change, no, there was no change at all.
There was just something about the production. There's something about his voice in an era of auto-tune and everyone kind of sounding the same. This was just really something different. It caught my ear. Maybe it was I was in the place that needed this album too. Sometimes the music finds you. There are a lot of Black Puma fans out there, but a lot of them don't know that one of the founding members, Adrian Quesada, does a lot of stuff independently. He just put out Jaguar Sound. It's a great instrumental album. If you like the groove that the Black Pumas like bring to get you moving, that is Adrian. That is his music. You should definitely check him out. Music is an experience, so make your gift an experience. Don't give them a gift card. Bring them to the record store and go shopping with them. Don't just give them the music. Put it on with them. Listen to it with them. Buy the concert tickets to go with them. Create those memories, because those are what's lasting. This is what will be most appreciated, for sure.
That's our trip through some of the music stores. It's Fresh Tracks. And our guide, as always, David Herzrud. We're coming up on the end of 2022. And I want to send out to you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And we'll see you just on the other side of that.
Well, thank you. I deeply appreciate it. And I hope everybody who's listening has a wonderful, wonderful holiday season. We deserve it.